You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Our next guest is Jay Shore, no stranger to the broadcast. He's the founder and managing partner of the Best Medical Business Solutions, a South Florida-based medical practice consulting firm, assisting practices with their operational, administrative, and financial health. He's also served as the vice president of operations and practice administrator for Dr. Janie D. Steinberg. He's board-certified dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon in South Florida, and he's just a friend of the show. And Jay, I want to say welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a while. It's been several months, but I always welcome being able to participate in your program.
Well, you always add value, and I want to get right into the conversation, if you don't mind. We're talking about overhead and operations, and then there's this word that is painful to many small business operators, and that is the word cutting. So, Jay, where are we going with this?
Well, there's so many components that we get into when we talk about cost-cutting measures and profitability. And the first thing that we have to look for, the main key element, is revenue. And for any business, you know, to define that, it's the total amount of money that's provided during a certain time period by your business. And that could be for whether it's retail, wholesale, or patient-based, for goods and services performed. And you have to calculate these numbers before any of your expenses are subtracted, because people think that just because you're bringing in a whole lot of revenue that you're making money. And I said this before on many of your shows, I only wish I had the money that people say I had.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because you have so many fixed and variable expenses, and only a few people in your organization actually ever know. And, you know, it's like you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, or you make $50,000 a year, but your expenses are great. And the more you make, the greater your expenses are. And you have to try and cut your costs wherever possible, because you have fixed costs, just like your home. And your home is a business.
Absolutely.
You're the CEO of your own organization, and you have a mortgage, and you have your electric bill, and people used to have phone bills before, you know, you used to have cell phones.
Yeah, now we have cell bills, cellular phone bills.
So you just have to figure out, how do you cut those expenses, which are costs incurred by your business in an effort to generate any revenue, which is representative of doing business? And they can be broken down, as I said before, either by fixed costs or variable costs. And not to belabor that, but, you know, your payroll and your electricity and your mortgage, those are just numbers that you have to have in order to stay in the business, even if you've never opened up your doors. And then you want to know, how do you cut your expenses? And it really is everybody's business. It's the employees have to help. Your vendors have to help. And you just have to negotiate your way many times into profitability.
So where do you recommend starting that process?
Well, I recommend having your employees become a very big part of that engagement, because somebody in your organization orders the materials for goods and services. In my case, and in many cases of my clients, it's medical supplies, but you can parlay that into any business, even in a law firm. A major part of a law firm outside of the brain of the attorney is paper. And how much paper that you generate, you know, then, and the ink and toners, you have to generate some type of an expense to that and negotiate that with vendors, whether it's your office supply houses, and have every item in your business checked checked and rechecked, because you'll be amazed at the different varying components and prices that you'll pay for different items.
All right, Jay, but I'm going to take the devil's advocate side for just a moment, because you listed, you know, we'd start with our employees, but you also listed among those people that we would talk to would be the vendors. And, you know, Taylor here works for a very large law firm, and you brought up the law firm. The vendors, they don't want you to cut. That goes to their bottom line, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. But, you know, there are more places to buy than there are. There are more people to sell you equipment and supplies than there are places to purchase. And this is what I say. If you want to be a partner in my business, vendor, then you have to help me almost like be part of my business development team, because there's another vendor. It's like a trolley car in the olden days, like a bus or a train. When one passes, another one's right back in the, coming up to your doorstep.
You've got them over the competitive boat, mm-hmm. if you will.
Well, how many days, how often do you get calls from different credit card merchant and vendors, everyone telling you they can beat your rate? And it always seems that your existing vendor is always willing to renegotiate with you when you're going to leave them, because you've got a better deal. And my answer is, when the deal was available, why didn't you help me then? Why do I have to wait in order for me to leave? You know, and payroll services are identical to that. There are so many different types of offerings that you can get. GPOs, we call them group purchasing organizations or buying groups. Try to get in to an organization, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or within the business networking groups, where they purchase in bulk, and you are able to get in on a very easy, negotiable item where you're paying less than you're already paying. Banking is another one. There's so many different rates for your banking fees. Remote capture banking, where you're able to get instant access almost to your money, it's cheaper than having people write up the deposit and go to the bank. I mean, we can go on and on about different ways to cut your expenses, but the best way to do it is have your employees doing most of your work for you, and then it's cheaper to even bonus them on productivity and profitability.
Mm-hmm. And it's also about building relationships with those vendors. If you have a relationship with the person selling your paper to you, they're going to be more apt to work with you. It's about using the Chamber of Commerce and all the marketing
events. Not just a transaction.
Mm-hmm. It's about using those relationships or opportunities to meet people who you would want to have relationships with who have.
Jay, final question for you here. Where at what point do we start considering labor as something that we need to cut?
Well, I have always had the theory of using more labor, and I would much rather be overextended in labor. And I've said this many times before, because it gives you room for growth.
Yeah.
You don't want to be adding labor when you're in trouble, because then what you're doing is hiring warm bodies, and they're improperly trained. Whereas if you have a little bit, you're not overworking your staff. I always believe in giving your staff more, paying them a little bit more, so it avoids them from going to your competitor. That's one place that you can cut. That's one place I have really never recommended cutting, because it doesn't leave you room for expansion. The one thing that I can do that I do for many of my clients and many people out in the industry, medical and non-medical, is I negotiate for mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. So if you have something that you want, you get your price, and I'll renegotiate it from your vendor, because there are negotiating tactics. And I think we did a show on this once before.
Right.
And the tips of negotiating, I will be able to get a better deal. That is a great way to cut costs.
All right. Well, Jay, you know, you always bring it, and no different today. Start looking at your employees first. Have them help in the process. Engage your vendors into a competitive market that is based on more than the the transaction, but really steeped in the relationship, and save labor at all expenses. And by saving, I mean don't cut labor, maybe even build your labor. Jay, give some contact information, will you?
Jay Shore, it's JaySHorr, at thebestmbs.com or the best www.thebestmedicalbusinesssolutions.com.
My friend, thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate your contribution to our listeners.
My pleasure. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you soon again.
Absolutely. You're listening to Taylor and Erica, the most positive business talk show in America.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.